Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for a whole nother story with Kevin Killeen. Today, with Joe Biden bombing in the New Hampshire primary, Kevin recalls the time he bombed here.
Vice President Joe Biden came to the Arch grounds, looked around, and said, "This was the first time that I
actually been down here and looked up. It is breathtaking. The grounds on which we stand, as you all know."
It seemed that Biden was winging it, which he does very well. He gives his speeches with a regular guy, brusque, no fancy stuff style, but he was winging it so much that he couldn't quite come up with the Scott part of the Dred Scott case.
The old courthouse that is in that direction, obviously, oversaw, you know, was the Dred. I mean, there's so much history here.
He went on to wing his math.
They tell me it's almost 26 years or 46 years of the day since Hubert Humphrey stood here.
And then it sounded as if he were winging how far south or how southern the St. Louis audience is.
With the vision you all had for it back then.
Vice President, we are not a U-all town. We are a used guys town.
The park was finished, as you all know better than I do, in 76.
We all know better than you that the park was finished in 1966, but a forgiving audience of Democratic politicians listened patiently to Joe Biden as he went on to talk about investing in infrastructure, and he gave us a history lesson.
In 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, for all my friends who say we can't afford to do anything now, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, in 1863.
I don't like the way Biden says the name Abraham Lincoln, as if he knew him in high school.
Abraham Lincoln in 1863 said,
"A reporter who went to the Biden speech said it seemed like a throwaway speech. Biden seemed like an asterisk in a suit. The unspoken question in the air, if Hillary runs, could Joe sound more presidential than her?"
So, folks, let's get the hell out of the rain here.
About that time, a woman called the KMOX newsroom to ask, "Why is the Clark Bridge shut down? There are motorcycle police everywhere. Is something big going on?" "No," I told her, "it's just another vice president come to town. In 10 years, his name will be a trivia question." With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.